CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good night,
Aunt Effie. What the heck's the matter with her? She certainly acted kind of funny all evening.
Oh, she's worried. I can't say I blame her. Joel Alden was supposed to get here 2 weeks ago, and he just keeps writing that he can't get away. Two of the cows are sick and one of the horses or something.
Well, they probably are.
So he says, anyhow. But if you recall, Aunt Effie mentioned there was also an attractive blonde widow who moved in across the road from them, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well,
hey.
My goodness, Ellen, midnight? Who could that be?
Golly, I don't know. Was the car just driving off? No, sit still. I'd better get it.
There's a taxi, and there's a man on the porch. It's so late, you put the chain on the door before you answer it.
No, don't be... Well, you folks expected me, or should I have made reservations?
Well, for Pete's sake. Hey, we were just talking about... Aunt Effie, look who's here.
Alvin, my, we were just
Come on in. Mr. Hill, let me help you with your bag.
Oh, I just decided to jump on a plane, Effie, and surprise you.
Surprise us? I don't see why you didn't let us know. We could have met you at the airport.
Well, Aunt Effie, for Pete's sake, you haven't seen him for 2 months. Now, don't bawl the poor guy out. Give him a kiss.
Yes. Come on, Effie. Oh, it's just wonderful to see you again,
Laura, Mrs. James, and I both say you're the best housekeeper we know.
You wouldn't say that today. I'm getting ready for the painters. Lately, I've had headaches and muscular aches and pains. Can't do half I should.
Don't just put up with discomfort like that. For relief, try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Yes, Alvin, we're certainly glad you got here. The family's coming for Thanksgiving. They certainly would have been disappointed not to meet Aunt Effie's husband.
Oh, I was planning on getting here by Thanksgiving. I hoped to get here before this, but I just couldn't get away.
Put your feet up on the footstool, Alvin. You'll be more comfortable.
Oh, I'm fine.
No, put your feet up. I know you're tired here.
No, I'm not tired, Effie.
After midnight, you must be tired, Alvin. He always gets to bed by 10 o'clock at home. Now put your feet up on the footstool.
Thanks, Aunt Effie. If he doesn't want to.
I know. He's tired. He just won't admit it. Now, Alvin.
Well, okay.
Well, we certainly don't need to stay up. I mean, we can visit tomorrow if you'd like to turn in now.
Oh, no. It's been so long since I've seen you folks, and we've got a lot to catch up on.
We have. In fact, ever since Aunt Effie's been here, you know, we've talked about the films we took in Europe last year, and we decided to put off showing them until you got here. Thought you'd enjoy seeing them, too, Alvin.
Well, say, I sure would.
Well, how about it? Shall I get out the projector? I can set it up in 5 minutes.
I think it would be nicer if we showed them Thanksgiving Day, so the family can see them, too. Besides, it's much too late. I want to unpack Alvin's bags tonight and hang his suits. I know he's tired.
How was the trip, Alvin, the plane? How was the weather? Was it, bumpy or smooth?
Well, you might say it was a pretty smooth flight, except for one time there.
Alvin?
The pilot talked to us over that speaker thing, and he started
Alvin,
to say...
Alvin!
Huh?
Your cigar. There's an ashtray. Goodness. Hurry up, before the ashes go all over the front of your suit.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't make it. Got them all over the rugs, too, I guess.
For the love of my candy, you're not supposed to knock the ashes off a cigar. That's what makes it good. Right, Alvin?
Well, if they stayed on the cigar, that's one thing. But they drop off, and I'm not going to have Alvin looking like a bum. And speaking of looking like a bum, when did you last get a haircut?
What? Well, longer ago, I guess, than it should have been.
Oh, he looks fine, Aunt Effie, and it's wonderful to see him again.
Yes, sir, I'll say it is.
Well, I don't know why you didn't let us know you were coming, Alvin, so we could have met you at the airport.
Well, he wanted to surprise you, Aunt Effie.
It was just a waste of money taking a taxi.
Oh, now you listen, Effie. There isn't anything that's a waste of money when it means I'm getting somewhere to see you.
Well, why do you want to see her? Well, beyond me, she's done nothing but bore you out ever since you got
here.
Oh, well, I'm joking, but...
Goodness, what's the matter with me? I'm some hostess, Alvin. Now, if you haven't eaten since 5 and it's midnight, you must be hungry.
Oh, no, no. I don't want you to go to any trouble.
Well, it's no trouble at all. How about some scrambled eggs and bacon?
Well, fine, if you're sure it's no trouble.
You always get indigestion if you eat just before going to sleep, Alvin. Remember the night you had waffles and bacon at the Curtis's? And I still think it was the bacon.
Yeah, I mean, but if he's hungry...
Then I'll fix him some tea and toast. That'll be much better for you, Alvin.
Well, all right, Effie.
Well, I'll fix the tea and toast, Aunt Effie. Oh. My goodness, you haven't seen each other for so long.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're really here, Alvin. You and Aunt Effie have gathered so much since you've been married. I'm kind of cross that it's taken you almost a whole year to get here to visit us.
Yeah, I'm just to say so. Hey, you know what? We want to hear... We hear you went to Honolulu.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I want to hear about it. How'd you like it?
Oh, Alvin loved Honolulu. My goodness, who wouldn't? Alvin, tell them about that beautiful hotel we stayed in and the funny thing that happened with the elevator man.
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems...
The hotel was just lovely. We had our own balcony overlooking the Pacific. The room was just beautifully furnished with fresh flowers every day. They all waited on us hand and foot. Well, it was just lovely. Now... You tell them about the elevator man. It was so funny. Alvin?
Oh, you remember these things better than I do, Effie.
Oh, no. It's your story. You tell it.
Well, it was one morning, and we'd been out shopping and came back to the hotel. I rang for the elevator.
It was late afternoon. And that's the whole point, Alvin, because it was the time people were dressing for dinner.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Well, we got into the elevator, and I said 6, please.
5. You said 5, Alvin. Mm. You should have said 6. You said 5. That's the whole point of the story.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you're right, Effie. I am tired. I'll tell you the story tomorrow when I'm on my toes, huh?
Oh, fine. It doesn't matter. I'll go make the tea and toast. It'll be ready in a jiffy. Now, you just rest and visit.
No. I want to get him unpacked. So, Alvin, you carry your bag upstairs, and I'll get your suits hung up. Come on, now.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me give you a hand.
No. Alvin can manage it himself. This way, Alvin. I still think you should have let us know so we could have met you.
I kind of thought it would be nice to surprise you, Effie.
Well, nice to see him again, isn't it? Well, I better put the tea kettle on. You get out the bread, will you, dear? Come on, help me. Alvin is tired, and I guess...
You're darn right Alvin is tired. He's tired of Aunt Effie.
Honey.
Now, look, either you or I better have a talk with that woman.
Now, listen. Both you and I better mind our own business.
Don't you love Aunt Effie? I mean, do you want her marriage to go on the rocks? Getting married late in life, she obviously needs a little advice on how to treat a man. And this Alvin's a nice guy. I don't understand Aunt Effie. When she fell for him, she was like a lovesick calf. She giggled and carried on like a schoolgirl.
Did you hear her tonight?
Yes. Now get the bread out from the bread box. Oh, never mind. I'll do it.
I'll tell you, she was at him the minute he walked in the door. Instead of rushing up and kissing him, she bawled him out for surprising her, wasting money on a taxi. Alvin, put your feet on the footstool. Alvin, watch your cigar ashes. Alvin, you need a haircut. Alvin's tired. He needs to sleep. Alvin can't eat before he goes to bed.
Yes, I know.
Begin with, no man likes to be reminded that he's not a spring chicken any longer and needs to sleep.
Yeah, don't stand right in the middle of the kitchen. Well, Alvin did look tired, and he does drop cigar ashes all over, and maybe he does get indigestion if he eats before he goes to bed.
All right. But I am a man, and I know men. And I believe me, no man likes to be told that he's tired or nagged about his cigar ashes. Look, you ask him a question, and Aunt Effie answers for him as though he didn't know enough. How did you like Honolulu, Alvin? I said to him, says Aunt Effie, Alvin loved Honolulu. I mean, can't the guy answer for himself?
I don't know. Put the bread in the toast while I get a cup of coffee. You can do that much.
Now, look, either you say something to Aunt Effie or I will.
You have always told me that one should never interfere with other people's married lives.
All we have to do is tell Aunt Effie to be nicer to him, sweeter. Treat him like an intelligent human being.
Well, I am going to mind my own business for once.
All right. All right. Okay, she's my aunt, and I am going to take her aside right now and tell her how to treat a husband if she wants to hang on to him.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
This is Winston Burdett in Rome. It's a long time since all roads led to Rome, but this historic city is still a major crossroads of world news, which we'll be reporting more often, more fully, when CBS News goes double for you beginning next Monday. That's when you'll start to hear 10 minutes of CBS News every hour on the hour, every weekday on the station.
From Rome, from around the world, CBS News correspondents bring you double the detail, double the depth, as CBS News goes double for you a week from today. Starting the same day, a broad spectrum of brand new CBS radio features also makes their debut. David Schoenbrunn becomes your man in Paris, and Nancy Hunchman fills you in on a woman's Washington. Alan Jackson will command Information Central, and Douglas Edwards will supply the day's sidelights. It begins to happen Monday at this address. Be listening.
Aunt Effie? Aunt Effie, could I speak to you a minute?
Yes, come in. Come in.
Oh.
Did you bring the tea and toast upstairs?
Oh, no. Anyhow, it wasn't quite ready.
I made Alvin take a hot shower. I could tell the way he walked. His rheumatism was bothering him again. Now you get right into bed, Alvin, before you catch a chill. I'll get the heating pad, too. That'll help.
Oh, by golly. Effie really spoils me. And I sure have missed all his attention. I haven't had anybody around to care what I look like or what I eat or how I felt.
Oh.
Well, by Jimmy, I just told her. I said, it's the last time you go away without me for 2 whole months. Didn't I, huh?
Well, you need someone to look after you.
I sure do. And who looks after you?
You do, Alvin. My goodness, do you know why he didn't get here till now? He put a sun porch on the house and he wanted to finish it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't know it, but I thought you were going to surprise her with that when she got home, Alvin.
Well, I'll tell you, Effie doesn't like surprises, and I should have remembered that. Well, like tonight, she said she just started putting her hair up in curlers when I showed up, and she looked terrible.
Well, I could have looked nice for you if you'd let me know you were coming.
Women are funny, aren't they? They don't seem to realize that when you love them, they always look nice.
Well, look, I'll bring the tea up, Aunt Effie, and the heating pad.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, you said you wanted to speak to me?
Hmm? Oh, well, no. Nothing important. I just wanted to see if everything was all right.
Oh, everything's all right now. Fine. Just fine.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll be right back.
I got tea and toast upstairs. Nobody's down here.
Oh, yeah. Bring it up.
Already.
Well,
No,
I didn't say anything to Aunt Effie.
Oh,
there was
good.
No need to. By golly, you know what? You're not going to believe this. But that guy likes the way she treats him. She spoils him, he says. She looks after him, he says. And he's just basking in all this pampering and attention. He loves it.
What man doesn't?
Well, I mean, no real man wants to be spoiled and pampered like
you a... like it.
You certainly do not spoil and pamper me. Not the way that Aunt Effie...
There are different ways, dear. Who finds your car keys? Who makes sure you keep your dental appointment so your teeth don't fall off? Who makes sure you take your vitamins? Who gives you the best, the rarest slice of roast beef? Who closes the window on cold winter morning? Who lets you do the Sunday crossword puzzle?
Oh. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
This was original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Terrell Hawkins speaking.